Hello there, thanks for listening again to Seek the Truth. I hope you're well. It's good that you're listening to this little podcast. The aim of this podcast is to present to people the truth of the Bible. It's called Seek the Truth because we believe that God's Word is truth. And if you're interested in that, then we're delighted you're listening. If you're not interested, please just listen for a bit. We would appreciate that because we do believe that despite people's misgivings and doubts about God's Word, that it stands up for itself. It doesn't need to be defended by us in many ways, though it is defensible in lots of different ways, but it is very, very valid in that God speaks, we believe, through His Word. Now, we've been doing a little podcast at the moment on Dr. Luke, who was one of the recorders of the life of Jesus Christ. He's reputed to be an absolutely excellent historian, and we're picking up on his record from the Bible in the Gospel of Luke. And I'm reading at the moment in Luke chapter 7 from verse 11. And it's a little incident that the Lord Jesus met people who were about to bury a dear loved one, in particular the widow lady who was burying her son. It says, "It came to pass that day after he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, Weep not. And he came and touched the coffin, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say to you, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God has visited his people." This is an amazing story. Impossible, you say, it couldn't happen. Well, you maybe need to reserve judgment on that. Here is a doctor writing about a man brought back to life. Now, a doctor would be very cynical by nature, and yet the good physician Luke, he had become persuaded that Jesus was God's son. Now, that's a unique claim, and you need to read through the Bible and read history and check your facts to see whether it can be substantiated. Here are one of the evidences. Here is one of the pieces of evidence that is provided by Dr. Luke. Jesus was going into the town, out was the funeral procession was coming, and he comes to where they are and he touches the coffin and he says to the young man, "Arise," and he rises from the dead. Now that's impossible unless Jesus is God's son. It all hangs on that fact. I can't raise the dead, you can't raise the dead, it's not normal to reverse the process of death, but if God visited planet Earth, and if God who made the world and God who can control everything was in this world, would it be impossible that he could raise the dead? There's your question. I believe the answer is, no, it was not impossible for Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to raise the dead. I believe he died upon the cross to take personally the punishment for sin, and he didn't die because he had lacked the power to live as you and I do, but the Bible says when it came to his death he bowed his head and he willingly dismissed his spirit. He released it because he had power over death. He said, "I have power to give my life, to lay it down. I have power to take it again." There was weeping that day at that funeral, but it was turned to joy. The Bible teaches that for everyone who trusts Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, weeping will be turned to joy. Let me read to you what it says in the Bible. In Revelation chapter 7, it says this, "The Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living waters of fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." There's a day coming, post this life, when God will wipe away tears. Why? Because Jesus Christ conquered death by his own death. He paid in full the price God demanded so that we could have life. How do I know it's true? He rose from the dead on the third day. I'm praying you'll think about these things. Listen maybe to more of the podcasts. Trust that God would richly bless you. Thank you for listening today.